I wasn't always this way. Trapped behind a mirror. A grotesque legend to terrify anyone who calls my name. And I certainly wasn't always called Skinless Scarlet. I had a life. A normal life. A wonderful teaching job at Lakeview Primary School. A house. Friends. And the greatest husband a girl could ever dream of. Paul was my everything. He showed me a life that I thought was beyond me. A life of happiness. Holidays. Barbecues in the garden. A designer kitchen. Ordinary things that I never had growing up. The perfect fairy tale life. But not all fairy tales have a happy Disney ending. Some have dragons. Demons. Tragedy. And the evil witch in my story was necrotizing fasciitis, better known as the flesh-eating disease. It spread fast. Months, stripping away my skin limb by limb. In the school playground, the pupils called me Skinless Scarlet. I could hear them screaming it from the staff room at lunchtime. It broke my heart. Paul once caught me glaring at the bedroom mirror, sobbing, screaming, Skinless Scarlet, over and over again at my monstrous reflection. He pulled me away and kissed me. Told me that everything would be okay. And I somehow believed him, too. The disease didn't just take away my dignity, the flesh from my bones. It took my job, friends, and eventually my life. But the agony it inflicted was nothing compared to saying goodbye to Paul. He never left my bedside, never showed a moment of revulsion at my hideous, skinless body. He saw past the decay, past the sorrow. The last thing I remember before the end was his arms wrapped around me and his deep yet soothing voice.
I love you, Scarlet. I love you more than anything in the world.
His voice faded into the distance, and the light of the hospital room with it. And then there was nothing. No sound, not even darkness, just emptiness. A blackout of time and space. Skinless Scarlet. Skinless Scarlet. Skinless Scarlet. And then, like magic, I was looking through a mirror, but without a reflection of my own. Instead, I saw a teenage boy staring back. He was petrified at the sight of me, as pale as a ghost, frozen still, unable to even scream. I peered down at my hands, my arms. The same red, awful disease plagued my skin even in death. The boy fainted with terror. And then I heard my name again. And again. And again.